continuation of the interview of Carl Williams, right? Who's speaking into this thing? All right.
Okay. This is the Korean War. Did the Korean War of the early 1950s have much of an effect on your, on you or on any of the people you knew?
Well, the only effect it had on me was that I was ordered to Atsugi Air Base in Atsugi, Japan, as a supporting unit for flyers that was going into Korea to fight the war. And this is in 52, as the war was coming to a close.
How was the Korean War different from World War II?
Well, Korean War was never declared a war. It was sort of a holding operation, trying to prevent the North Korean communists from overtaking the South Korean, who were friends of the allies of the United States. And the war was just as devastating to the troops that were involved as World War II, but it was sort of a political maneuver to prevent the communists from overrunning Asia or Korea instead of letting them take it whole.
Why were the Americans fighting in Korea?
They were fighting in the belief that they were preventing communism from spreading.
If you were in the Korean War or any of your relatives, please tell me a story about it.
I wasn't over in the combat area. I was in, as I'd say, in Atsugi, Japan, at the Atsugi Naval Air Station, as a support for the flyers that was flying from Japan to assist in the war.
What did you think when President Truman fired General MacArthur?
Truman, President Truman. What did I think? This is a biased opinion of MacArthur. MacArthur was an army military leader, and a good one. And I was a Navy man. And the Navy had its own views of what MacArthur was trying to do in World War II. And the MacArthur was had so much power in Asia that the president felt that he was usurping his power, and that they had lost control of the military leader from Washington, the Pentagon. And so when they recalled MacArthur, it was just the commander-in-chief recalling his force commander in the outside area. It was no big thing to most of us, because MacArthur had probably done as much as he could do for Asia.
Okay. President Kennedy's assassination. What were you doing when you heard the news of President Kennedy's assassination?
I was working as an administrator in the aerospace department in the University of Colorado.
What did you think about it?
I was devastated, as was everyone else. I felt it was a horrible thing to do, horrible thing for our president to be assassinated.
This is Vietnam War. What did you think about the Vietnam War?
Well, I thought, I thought that the Vietnam War was another incident where the American people were trying to prevent the spread of communism in Asia.
How are you personally affected by the Vietnam War?
I went to Vietnam in 1967 and I stayed there for 6 years and I came out in 1973. And I was personally involved in an advisory group capacity with the State Department and with the Agency for International Development. So I was quite involved. For the first 2 years, I was a refugee officer, and in a province I was in of 800,000 population, I had 180,000 refugees in 85 refugee camps. And the next 4 years, I was in the Delta as an administrator in the, as a field support group for the advisory teams that go down in the provinces.
During your time as the Vietnam War, please tell me where you were, what you did, and stories about what your life was like at the time.
Well, that question I just answered, of where I was and what I did. As a refugee officer, I was required to take these refugees and put them in safe refugee camps, protect them with housing and see that they got food, and protect them from the Viet Cong. We used American troops and Vietnamese troops to protect them. And we had to feed them. And then as an advisory, as an advisory group, I was the administrator of these advisory teams. And we had to administer to the team, I had to supply housing for them, transportation, supplies, and the workforce. And I hired and fired the Vietnamese who worked for the teams. And in different provinces, at different times, I had 200 to 300 Vietnamese working for the Americans.
Of all the presidents you have seen in your lifetime, which was the best in your opinion, and why do you say that?
There's so many that's done so much for President Harding. In my lifetime, was a president in World War I, and he had great dreams to keep peace on in this world, and he failed because the Congress and Senate wouldn't support him. President Hoover was a great man. He unfortunately got caught when our economic conditions fell apart and we had the Great Depression, and they called it the Hoover Depression. It wasn't his fault. He was a great humanitarian. Hoover had done things in Russia, in China, that was a great aid to those people. He was a great engineer. Roosevelt came along after in the Depression, and he organized things for the American people to do. He was a great president. Truman, following him, was a great president. It'll go down in history as one of the greatest. I think Kennedy was a great president because not that he did so many things for the United States, but he built up hope in young people. The young people in Kennedy's time thought he was the example for what the United States should be represented to the rest of people. He was outspoken, he was attractive, and he was very popular with young folks. Today, we've had some difficult times. Nixon was a great politician, but he was such a politician that the opposition did everything they could to destroy him. And when he made the mistake of a moral error, the Democrats had the opportunity to get rid of him, and he went out in disaster and a failure. But Reagan seemed to be doing something. When we were in a depression with high interest rates and bad economy, Reagan brought the country out of it, but he's done some foolish things lately, and he's now paying the penalty for not being a good enough politician to keep the Democrats and the Republicans on his side.
What strikes you as the biggest change from when you were growing up?
The biggest change in the attitude people have about morality and societies as a whole. The biggest change in morality, when I grew up, kids didn't talk about sex. Now it's common. And necessity because of the things the sexual revolution has caused. You kids are just coming into an era where this is going to be a problem in your life from now on if it isn't already. But the open attitude we have about it is going to be beneficial to you. If you, what they teach you in school and what you learn from television and so forth, bear in mind that most people are trying to do something for your benefit. And whether your parents or teachers or whoever don't fit into what you think, remember to listen because there's a lot of experience in back of some of these things. The sexual revolution is a big change, and the attitudes people have about patriotism. In my, when I was your age, in the fourth grade here in Lafayette, when we lined up in the morning to go into school, the whole school was in one school. We lined up and we saluted the flag. The colors went up on the flag post outside and we all saluted and said the Pledge of Allegiance before we went in the schoolhouse. That was taught patriotism to us. I don't know whether you kids have patriotism today or not. Society changes are the biggest. Social changes are the biggest changes that I notice because of the revolution or the evolution of industries, of science, of medicine. All these great changes have happened in my lifetime that are interesting to think about.
What? If you had to choose the happiest time in your life, when would that be?
Well, I suppose it was when I was an adolescent in high school, on a ranch. It was my job to wrangle the horses, and I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and ride out to the pasture and 2 or 3 miles away, wrangle all the horses and bring them in and harness them up and help harness them, feed them. Then we had to work all day long, and the school was a happy time. I suppose it was the most carefree time. As the depression came along and I had responsibilities and worries and things, and I got into the professional life of a sailor, I had some happy times too, but the times I remember, recall with joy was sitting on a horse way up in the foothills with a dog and riding up Sunday morning and looking over the landscape. Like on our ranch, we had the foothills and we could ride up in a big place like up here on Flagstaff, look out over the country, and I'd take this Sunday and do that all day long. Those were pleasant times. Something went on.
I think that's the end of that page.
Just leave it.
Probably flipped over on the other side.
What things are always the same, even though the world seems to have changed so much?
The things are the same as, to me, are human emotions.
Okay.
People, human emotions. You get angry today. They got angry back in caveman days. Women love men. Love is a human emotion. And the thing that has not changed is the fact that we have the same feelings as our ancestors had in our lives. This is the basic human self-preservation and the perpetuation of the race or the people.
What else should I have asked you about your life?
What else did I say that?
What else should I have asked you about your life? Important.
I think you've just about cleaned me out. I appreciate talking to you kids, and this has been a pleasure for me, and I hope that you have learned something about what you're studying anyway, history.
Yes.
Thank you very much.